I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now from Cincinnati Inquirer, Cincinnati.com, Tyler Dragon. Good morning to you, Tyler.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you so much for your time this morning as we get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm an AP voter. I'm also a Heisman Trophy voter, so I know all about your quarterback. He got my Heisman vote. He got my first-team All-American vote. I think anybody who didn't vote for him really just examined what they're watching last year. And his play in the national championship playoffs was unbelievable. It seems as if this young man has picked up where he left off from when he was at LSU, and it also looks like the Bengals as an organization have committed to building this organization around him because they're throwing the football a lot.
Yeah, well, they still have to develop and build that offensive line. That is a concern. The first 3 weeks of the season, he was sacked the most in all of football. So the offensive line is still a work in progress. But the receiver corps, you know, A.J. Green has had a slow start, but Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow's really developed a solid rapport with those two guys. And then Joe Mixon in the backfield, they just paid him this offseason. He's coming off his best overall game in this young season, over 150 yards rushing. He had was just awarded AFC Offensive Player of the Month. So, yeah, they do have some young pieces that they can develop with Joe Burrow for the foreseeable future.
Do you think people have underestimated the Bengals? I mean, they lost to the Chargers by 3 points to open the season. They lost to the Browns, who look pretty damn good right now, by, you know, five. And then they tie the Eagles, and they beat the Jaguars. People are expecting them to be terrible this year. Are they just better than people think?
Well, during last year's 2-14 season, they lost 8 of those games by one score. So they were in many of those contests. Now, this year, you know, you look up and down the AFC North, you know, they should be competitive, but even still, you know, I don't expect them to beat the Ravens. They already lost. Maybe they'll split again this year. And then the Steelers, with Big Ben back, you know, you think they'll have a tough time again with Ben Roethlisberger. So, you know, they're still projected to finish last in the division, but they should still be competitive, and they have been, and we've seen that of late. They have a young, up-and-coming, exciting team, but they're still a few years away from really contending in the division.
Here with Tyler Dragon, Cincinnati Inquirer, Cincinnati.com. Tyler, you talked about the rapport that Joe Burrow is establishing with the younger receivers. A.J. Green is franchised. He was franchise tagged. Is there a chance that if that rapport with those other two younger receivers grows, that they can move on from Green and use that money elsewhere, or are they all in on re-signing Green?
There's definitely a chance. In the way he's performing right now, you have to think that this is probably his last season in Cincinnati. Now, that's not for sure, but You know, it just seems like the Bengals are slowly moving on from him. T. Higgins is really coming along nicely. He had two touchdown catches in the game this season. Tyler Boyd leads the team in receiving yards and receptions. So you just get the sense that they're slowly moving on from Green. And, you know, Green missed all of last season with the ankle injury and then most of training camp with a hamstring injury. And he's really not looked the same. His acceleration isn't there. He doesn't really separate from coverage well right now. So it could be rust, but it also could be a sign of, you know, age and injury taking a toll on his body.
Speaking of things like that, but Geno Atkins, he's always been the problem for the Ravens, in my opinion. I think he's questionable this week, but is he kind of, you know, on the 17th hole of his career, or has he got more in the tank?
And that's another tough question, because he has not played at all this season. He injured his shoulder in training camp, and he's been ramping it up a little bit in practice. He was limited for the first time last week during last week's practices. It remains to be seen what he's going to do this week. Zach Taylor said that all the guys that aren't on injured reserve do have a chance to play, and I know the Bengals defense really needs him against a team like Baltimore because they run the football a lot. And without Geno Atkins, and even with Geno Atkins in the lineup, the Bengals struggle to stop the run. But Atkins would be a major, major help for them to shore up their run defense.
We're going behind enemy lines with Tyler Dragon, Cincinnati Inquirer, Cincinnati.com. You brought up Zach Taylor's name, and I was going to ask you about him. Last year, he was the butt of a lot of jokes, and I thought it was unfair because that was a bad football team. Looking at him now, is he the coach that's going to take this team? You said it'll take a couple of years to contend. Will Zach Taylor still be the head coach when his team is ready to contend?
I believe so. Marvin Lewis was in Cincinnati for almost two decades, so you would have to think that Zach Taylor will be at least, at the bare minimum, have 5 years to turn the franchise around. And, you know, the players like him. He's a vibrant coach that, you know, a lot of the players respect, a former football player himself. So players respect him. They think that he's knowledgeable, especially on the offensive end. And he's got a staff around him that is experienced and has been in this around the league for a while. So I do expect, to answer your question, that Zach Taylor will be in Cincinnati for at least another 5 years, just because of you know, Mike Brown's track record of sticking with coaches for a long time.
One of the guys I liked in college, and I was following when he got drafted, was Carl Lawson. How's he been working out for this team?
He had an excellent game against the Philadelphia Eagles, probably one of the best games of his career, career high in tackles. He had a couple sacks. So, you know, he's probably the best pass rusher the Bengals for this season. You know, they do want Carlos Dunlap to, you know, step things up. But Carl Lawson, he's been the most consistent pass rusher for the Bengals. He doesn't start now. Carlos Dunlap and Sam Hubbard are their two starting defensive ends, but expect to see Carl Lawson in on third downs and in passing situations.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.